Page 114. Listening Practice 8. A special home in Washington. You are going to listen to a radio interview about the White House. Listen and choose the correct answers.
And heavy traffic on the M6. We'll have another traffic update for you soon. I'm Carol Everett with Good Morning London on 89 FM. My first guest on this rainy Monday is Martin Blair. Welcome to the show, Martin, and congratulations on winning the Literary Supplements Prize for Best Non-Fiction Book of the Year.
Thanks, Carol. It's a pleasure to be here to talk about my latest book, The President's House. Of course, it's about the official Washington, D.C. home of U.S. presidents, the White House.
Now, you started writing the book shortly after Barack Obama became the USA's first African-American president. And you mention an interesting link in your book between the White House and African-Americans.
Ah, yes. It's not widely known, but African-Americans, slaves as well as those who were freemen, were among the workers who helped to build the White House.
That's very interesting. Another interesting fact is that James Hoban, the architect of the White House, was an Irish immigrant.
Yes, Hoban was an immigrant, and so were many of the workers, particularly artisans from Scotland and Italy. Despite the large number of workers, it took over 6 years to build what George Washington named the President's House. What's interesting is that Washington approved Hoban's design of the building and was personally involved in the construction, which began in 1792, but he never got to live there.
I read in your book that in 1800, the nation's second president, John Adams, and his wife Abigail moved in even though the house wasn't completed.
Yes, and Mrs. Adams was quite unhappy living in a home that was still being constructed.
Speaking of construction, you say that the house has been rebuilt several times.
That's correct. The house was completely destroyed when the British set fire to it and almost everything else in Washington during the War of 1812. The original grey stone exterior walls, which had survived the fire, were painted white. The house has been white ever since, but it wasn't actually called the White House until 1901. When President Theodore Roosevelt gave it that name.
If I remember correctly, the house was rebuilt again after a fire in 1929 and again in 1946.
Actually, that was in 1948. Since then, the house has remained much the same, except, of course, that every president's family decorates the living area according to their own taste.
And I suppose they've got plenty of space.
That's right. There are 132 rooms, including libraries and living rooms, 28 fireplaces, 35 bathrooms, 2 kitchens, and lots of secret passageways. In addition, there are beautiful gardens and lawns, a tennis court, a swimming pool, a bowling alley, a running track, and a cinema.
It sounds like it must be paradise for presidents' children.
Well, actually, that's not entirely true, because being a president's child has got its difficulties. Like needing to have protection wherever you go, even on a date. But living in the White House definitely has its advantages. President Gerald Ford's daughter, Susan, who moved into the White House in August 1979, recently described it as a house in which you can be waited on hand and foot.
Not exactly like in my home. Martin, we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining us. Stay tuned for news and traffic.